Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Charita here on Sunday, the 5th of June, 2016. The time is flying, and so are we. After this past week of 3 minutes a day and 30 days with Dr. Pillai, fabulous teachings, there's a video series that's going on through Pillai Center. So if you haven't been able to join that, please do. It's free. And then there was a 1 hour hangout with him yesterday, giving a precursor to the upcoming Guru Purnima event in July, on July 16 to 19 in San Diego. So we are going to go through that meditation today. And we'll get some feedback from everybody and see how it went. And that is going to perhaps entice some of us longing souls who want to go and sit at the teacher's feet and get the teachings on that fabulous full moon, the time of the year where it's the most opportune time to connect with the spiritual master, the teacher, the guru, who can give the teachings in an incredible way. So, because it'll be in the right place at the right time, and the download that he's going to give, or the teachings that he is going to give out, are going to be very special, and there will be lots of things that we'll talk about once we finish up our meditation. And we have our open discussion. So welcome to everybody who's joining for the first time. And then those of you who've been joining from time to time, or maybe every week, as we have been coming together in this global community and sharing our experiences, taking us through each week, and recognizing or acknowledging or diving into the energies of the week. So this week that we are starting today, we're just coming out of a new moon, which means we have a clean slate, and we're going into a waxing cycle, and that brings in the energy to want to manifest. So this meditation that we're going to go through today, and then of course you're welcome to watch the video afterwards or tomorrow, or whenever it is that you'd like to do that, of Dr. Pillai taking everyone through the meditation, and also you can listen to the rest of the lecture that was held yesterday. It's all about how to manifest. And so we'll go through that process. This week is going to be a powerful week to bust obstacles. It's so, so important. Dr. Pillai has been mentioning since the past couple of years, but more so in 2016, the importance of connecting with Ganesha. Ganesha is an elephant-headed being who has a pot belly and he rides a mouse. And that's just the visual. The powers or the energy that he has is within us. And it is to awaken that Kundalini energy, the spiritual energy that is dormant for most of us. Even if we've awakened it before, we've been practicing yoga or some sort of meditation practice, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep doing the practice to move the energy that we pick up every day in our thinking, in our speaking, in our interactions with others. We can't help it. It's just like we take a shower every day. We have to raise the Kundalini and release the energy, bring in more light, more intelligence, and dispel the darkness within us or the ignorance. And bring in the knowledge of the divine, and we connect to our highest and best version of ourselves. So, fourth waxing moon is a great time to bust coconuts and connect with Lord Ganesha. And so that is going to be happening around the 8th and 9th, depending on where you are in the world. And then after that, we have a couple days after, we have a sixth moon, and sixth moon is all about connecting with Muruga. And Lord Muruga is an archetype who's like a general. He is, very respected, and he is the brother of Lord Ganesha. And he will give us the ability to, burn away negativity, and negativity coming from competitors, rivals, maybe people are going through litigations or avoiding litigations, diseases or ill health or just low energy, lethargy, people who are confused, then he gets clarity. And to get rid of karmas, oh my God, it's an ongoing story, isn't it? The never-ending story, karma, karma, karma. So we want to, because karma is just our thinking. We can't stop thinking. We have to think. However, we can give ourselves a break from it. So connecting with Lord Murugo on a sixth moon, whether it's waxing or waning, is a great way to burn away impurities within us, and to so that we don't attract those karmas to us. Or if they do come to us, meaning the thoughts that we obsess about and we just can't shake them, that will fall away. It will just bounce off like, be like a bug light. So we'll go through a meditation where we will experience Lord Maruga's energy inside of us to protect us from enemies, diseases, debts, litigation, all those negative congested energies that maybe we aren't going through it, but somebody else is, and we pick it up. So we want to be squeaky clean this week. So busting obstacles internally and getting rid of karma and all the congested energies that we pick up, and be really responsible for what it is that we're thinking next. Because be careful what you think. You might manifest that, good or bad. So anyhow, and then we'll round out the week with a seventh waxing moon. That'll be halfway through the waxing cycle. So we'll want to have thought about something today that is going to be something that we want to manifest in the next couple of weeks, because this will be in the natural flow of things. And as Radha, our Vedic astrologer, shared with us a couple of weeks ago, during the sun transit talk, the astrology talk, it is a time to think about our finances and naturally go towards savings consciousness, or think about what we want to manifest in terms of our comforts, how we want to invest in our time, money, and energy. How we want to make our lives better, in the sense that we want to maybe manifest a new car or home or relationship or something that gives us joy. Because the sun is in the house of Taurus, which is a very grounding energy. It's a very earthy energy, and Venus rules that sign. So Venus is all about everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. So we want to feel comforted and feel that connection to the Venus energy. And so that's happening. And then by next week, it looks like we'll be going into another sun transit. Oh, my God. Into Gemini. That's going to be happening on the 14th. So perhaps we might have another astrological call next weekend, but maybe we'll save it for the following week. Let's see what happens. So that's what we're here to do, is let everyone know what is occurring around us as far as the energies or the time shaktis, that shakti means energy, and how we can tap into that power, that vortex of spiritual energy, so that we will know what can be, how we can navigate accordingly, and do it with more grace and ease, and do it with more awareness and calm and patience, even if we're going through difficult times, even if we're being challenged. When we call on these archetypes or these deities or devas or Deva is a shiny being. So the light behind all this darkness, the energy behind all of what we see. If we can call on these archetypes, then they will help us to tune or fine tune our intuition, so that we don't have to go through suffering. It might be a karmic thing that's happening, and we might feel like, oh my God, this is going to go sideways, or downhill, or it's just going to go just bad. Then we have to catch that thought and just say, no, you know what? I'm going to call on these archetypes. They are going to do it. They're going to burn away that karma that is, I'm just about to step in. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're walking along the sidewalk and then you see, oops, something's on the sidewalk that you want to go around, and you do. But sometimes we step in it and it's not so wonderful, right? So we want to avoid those kinds of situations. So that we don't have to clean it up. We just note to self, ooh, that was a little bit intense, but I missed, and thank goodness. So we fine-tune our intuition. We get into ourselves, and then we trust in that energy. And that's what Dr. Ply talked about, too, during the webcast yesterday, was faith. And faith is also one of Lord Maruga's wonderful gifts that he gives us, because we experience faith within. Faith is nothing but utter positivity. So utter positivity means that it doesn't matter what I'm going to go through. I'm just going to have this blessings of Lord Maruga. I feel this his spear or his veil, V-E-L in Tamil. And it's a spear-like object that when we internalize it as our backbone and our brain, we imagine this spine as our backbone and brain. And as you're just listening now, you can imagine this spear-like object as your backbone. The shaft is your backbone and the head of the spear is your brain. And then the tip of the spear pierces the top of your skull. You might feel yourself wanting to sit up straight. You don't necessarily have to. You can just imagine it. Or you can be lying down as well. So there's no hard and fast rules with any of the meditations that we do here. In fact, there's no hard and fast rules for the meditations that Dr. Ply gives out in any of the programs. It's up to you how you want to experience it, and that might change from time to time. So you just want to tune into yourself. Where are you at right now? Be kind to yourself. Everybody goes through their daily battles in life. And then they turn into, as we get on the spiritual path, the battles are not so difficult. They're just maybe get to challenges, and then eventually it just becomes something that will help us all to grow, with good or bad. So we want to remain detached and also to experience it as well and see what we see about ourselves and who we are being with one another and how we are uplifting one another or dragging one another down, and then just note to self and carry on and learn from that and move forward in life. So that's the foreground for what we are going to be diving into this week and so let's get into the meditation. As you're coming back, those of you who need, thanks for listening, and listen to the rest of the recording. It'll be posted to the blog. And then if you have any questions or comments, be sure to
themselves.
So we're unmuted. That means you can press *6 if you would like to ask a question or share an experience about this meditation or anything that has gone on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Zola from Las Vegas.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I had a question. When we are doing the meditations, I'm wondering if it's necessary to always do it out loud, or is it just okay to do it internally?
Yeah, that's a good question. You can do it out loud. Sometimes when we say the sounds or chant the mantras, it helps us to go at a gross level, get into a deeper state of consciousness, shutting out all the thoughts. Then what can happen naturally, or we can just stop doing it, is just go silently. You can also just take it silently too. Be passive about it. Allow the sound. If it's about meditation and I'm saying it, or there's someone else saying it, Dr. Ply is saying it in another technique, then you can just, go through the guided process and take it in as you wish.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. I just wasn't sure if the vibration was something that was necessary.
Yeah, how was
when you chant. You can feel. You can feel your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What was your experience today?
It's been great. I've been following. I'm also doing the Ganesha program, so I do the Dr. Pillai, the four different mantras that he has. They last about an hour, but that's when I was concerned that maybe I'm doing all this work, but I wasn't doing it out loud, be it because there's people here, you know, that I just didn't want to disturb or something like that, but I wanted to make sure that it was still going to be working, and the whole thing has been an amazing experience. I've had so many great things happen in my life, just in career, love, everything. So, and I've been following Dr. Pillai maybe 2 years now, and doing some of the rituals and things like that, and I just love it. I look forward to it, and it really has changed a lot of great things in my life, so I'm going to continue doing it. And thank you so much for having this, because it is my go-to place. Yeah, every Sunday, and it helps.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Did you have any questions? Or?
No, just that. Just about the chanting and the mantras. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Enjoy. Yeah, that's always a good question, because we can be, you know, going into a chant, say we're doing a sound that we are, you know, we get into a meditative state, and all of a sudden we kind of space out. And then if we're kind of spacing out and falling asleep, we might want to say the sound, if it's simple, you know, or we know the mantra, just to bring us back to the meditation. Some of us are really tired and we just want to allow the meditation process to go in deeper while we're relaxed, because we don't get to relax. So we don't want to use meditation as another job or another task that we have to do. Yes, there is, you know, there is a point where you can feel that, okay, I want to do this as a discipline. And but then, you know, there are some times where we can't, you know, this isn't the age of going into the cave or going, you know, staying in the ashram. The world is the ashram. You know, your spiritual life is the ashram, meaning that you're into, you know, finding out who we all are. If we happen across Dr. Pillai at the Pillai Center, Ashved, or any of the other services or programs that are offered, or through events or through word of mouth, here we are. And this is going to take us into a level of our understanding of who we are. And at any given point, that will shift. Because who we are, like 5 minutes ago, we're not that anymore. We're not even that 1 minute ago. So it really helps to just go with the flow. I'd like to hear if some of the members felt their body moving. Naturally, I was saying it because, my God, my body started to move. And I was like, okay, here we go. So that would be interesting if anyone has that experience as well, especially when we were introducing the veil, the spear, the Muruga's veil, as your backbone and brain. Did anyone have that kind of experience? Not like shake, rattle, and roll. You know, like, not like you had to go wild, but just, you know, did you naturally feel a little bit of movement or rocking in the body? Or perceived rocking, shaking? Nobody? Okay, maybe I was imagining things. Maybe some people are just coming back. So please share if you did have that experience. And that's quite natural. Anything goes, actually. Maybe some people felt intense heat. Maybe some people saw some lights. Maybe some people had experiences of a shifting of thinking from obsessive all over the place, all over the map thoughts to gaps, or maybe even nothingness. And then, my God, what am I going to manifest? I can't even think of thought. That's what happens in meditations, is that you get such a clean, clear slate in the stream of consciousness, that it allows a higher vibrating thought or crystal clear thinking, where some sort of resolution can come to an issue that you're having, or you can feel at peace with it, or it becomes so, we become so aware of what it is that we are avoiding, or what it is that we are afraid of, or what it is that we're in denial of, that gets our, you know, the energy flowing, and it gets our attention. So are like deer in headlights. That's it. That's the thing. That's the thing that's disturbing me, and it's come to the surface. Oh my goodness, right? So, and then we can use the meditation practices to purify it. So even if it is something that frightens us, or we're angry about, or frustrated, or we're sad about, or we are in denial about, and have been for a long time, or maybe our whole life, then allow whatever it is to come to the surface. I think I was sharing on the Ultimate Teachings program, weekly call, that for no reason last week, I was just in a meditation, going into a deep state, and all of a sudden there were just tears. And there were some thoughts, but they were kind of like, I know, just washing my mind, my memory bank, I guess, and just floating away. They didn't really do anything. That was, to me, was that needed to be released. And that's also a good indication when tears come. That means that we're really in alignment, or we're tuned into our higher self and the God inside of us, or the nature, or whatever it is, deity, you know, whoever you're connecting with, that higher vibration, that intelligence. It's saying, thank goodness you're thinking about me. Thank God. I could just cry for tears of joy that you are connecting with me, finally, at this point. Because you need to, because there's some stuff that needs to come to the surface and be cleared. Otherwise, we're going to be like steam cookers, you know, where it cooks and cooks and cooks and blows, right? And that's not good. So we have to let a little bit off. And if we don't, that could happen in real life, where we're just snapping at people, or we're snapping at ourselves, or we find ourselves, holding it in. And then we internalize that and we become sick, diseased. You know, the stress hormones that are the silent killers, you know. Blood pressure goes up and we don't even know that it's happening. And then all of a sudden we feel really exhausted, and what's going on? We go to the doctor, and we go, oh yeah, you're popping out of way off the charts. And you're like, what? That's why they call it the silent killer. You don't even know that it's creeping up. So that's in meditation is kind of like a medication that we can give to ourselves. It doesn't cost anything other than our own attentional energy. And then the release, and then the stabilization. And it might not happen all at once. It might take some time. And it might, we might plateau in our meditations, but there will be times where we do have a release, and that's a really good thing. Just don't indulge too much in the storyline behind it. Allow yourself to, you know, say thank you so much for allowing me to do this in a safe place, and so that I am aware. Okay, I got to take a little bit more care. I have to rest more, or I have to get out and exercise more. I have to do things that I enjoy. I'm just a workaholic and I sit behind my computer all day and, I'm just stuck there. Or I have to listen to people in my life that are just really negative. So I have to get away from that. I have to detach myself from that, because this is what it's doing to me. It's causing me to cry in my meditation. I should be happy in my meditation. You should be anything in your meditation. Shouldn't you? Should not. It's anything goes. Because it's your world. It's your world that you go into. And you shut the outside world out. And then that will give you an indication of what's happening to your energy, what's happening to your thoughts, what's happening to your physical body, what's happening to your connection to other worlds, you know, internally. Yes?
Oh, hi, Sucharita. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I can respond. You had a question about how we felt in our body. I have to say I didn't have that exact experience you were speaking of, but it did remind me that I was holding the, you know, from the ultimate teaching, the copper plate, with the Ganesha copper plate, and it reminds me because I don't always go out, but I'm reminded now that this is I think the second time I was doing a meditation through the webcast and holding this. And that's the experience I have, just totally gone. but I'm also was drawn to that flame that you had us put in the midbrain, because one thing I'm experiencing now is more inspiration. And
oh.
It's interesting. And today I was wanting to look at one of the teachings from our month 9 of the ultimate teachings, and because you know my brain, we've been in our small groups, have been you know asking each other, you know, what have we gotten out of the program, because you know we're almost done in this one particular program, and I love hearing people that have you know a lot that they can articulate. For me, one thing that I realized is that I have been seeing numbers. This entire year, and you know, I've been seeing the 11-11, 10-10. I've seen 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-4, 5-5-5, 6-6-6, and then this particular last week was 7-7-7, and it was interesting because when I looked up about that, they said that the 7 is can represent the lightning, like a lightning bolt. And so that's been really powerful for me because of the connection that Dr. Pillai has had with the sound heme and then Tesla and being connected to lightning because he was born during a lightning storm and he invented electricity, et cetera. So for me, I've been really focusing on the 777s and I have a feeling, like an intuition that the particular sounds that we've been receiving have really put like an imprint, I guess in my third eye. And the other thing that I was aware of is a long time ago in 2003, when someone asked in a shamanic ritual, they said, draw an image of God, and I drew an elephant. And so now it's like, Dr. Pillai speaking of the Om sound and Ganesha being connected with God, I just believe now, I have that faith that my consciousness associates Ganesha with God, which is, you know, like an important revelation for myself. But the interesting thing is I'm not necessarily experiencing like a lot of great things happening. I was very surprised this past week that we have to take some tests at work, and I actually failed a test 3 times, and I've never in my life failed a test, and I was like, you know, saying, oh, gum, you know, I'm like, where are you, Ganesha? So that was kind of a little startling for me. And then the other thing is you mentioned, this is the last thing I'll mention, is that I was glad you mentioned again about the time of financial energy. I've been looking for several months now a financial advisor, and the interesting thing, just in this, when you spoke of that today, There was a particular person that I thought my higher consciousness said yes to. And it turns out that once I found out that the, I guess it was a little bit beyond my wealth, you know, at this moment, I was aware of how quickly my mind just wanted to get away and just felt like the person was just trying to get more money out of me instead of like saying, huh, how could this work for me? So I just wanted to put that out there for myself, you know, that because in this moment when you're doing talking about that, it just occurred to me that there could have been, you know, another way of looking at the situation for myself. So, but I was just curious because I read about Ganesha, Dr. Pillai, in one of the transcripts saying Ganesha was a god of numbers. So I was just curious if you had any, you know, if you thought seeing those numbers, 777, those repetitive numbers, you know, would then be a sign of Ganesha. So that was kind of a question I have. But thank you so much for everything, Sucharita. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Janice. Excellent sharing. And yeah, Ganesha is associated with numbers. Everything is about numbers in the whole universe. So it's a good sign because when we're experiencing or, you know, experimenting with these archetypes are none other than the collective unconscious that we can tap into. And it's regardless of whatever our culture, religious background is, they are there forever. And so Ganesha, his energy, is related to showing us what numbers mean. So if things are showing up like 11, 11, 10, 10, 7, 7, 7, it means, okay, look into this number more. And then maybe that will be the address of the place that you go to or the number that you dial, or it can be a signpost. You can see it on someone's T-shirt, and that will give you a clue that, oh, it's like the next clue of life, the next thing that you need to do. And so that can be a confirmation for you to, you know, maybe go towards whatever it is that you're doing. If you're looking for a financial advisor, then you might find that there will be a number associated with that. They'll say, hey, this is what Ganesha was showing me. Maybe not today, but it was a repetition. Numbers also can represent, like 777 can be seven planets. So there may be because the north and the south node in Vedic astrology is, you know, related to the nodes of the moon. So there are seven planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Sun, Venus, Venus. So those seven planets. So that can be something else as well. Seven can also mean a doorway to the chakras are opening up or aligning. So it doesn't necessarily mean that that is just the number and then that's it. So go into, you can, great thing about the internet, you can Google the numbers and then see what this, what the meaning is. You know, you can say meaning of number seven or repetitive numbers, sequences of numbers. You can even key in 11, 11, 11. What does that mean? And then you'll get a bunch. And then your intuition will just pick the link. It will choose the link. And then your life becomes a little bit of an adventure. Or you can just allow that to be there. So you don't have to go too deeply into it or analyze it. But you might find that that happens. Or at that time of the day, you know, 11:11 or 10:10, something significant will happen. Go on to ashraved.com or if you have your horror watch and say, oh, what's going on here? What horror is that? What's the planet telling me? What does it represent? What is it something that, what does the planet or that horror feel like? What does that energy feel like? Do I feel low energy? Do I feel high energy? And so Ganesha is going to throw numbers at us and see if we get a clue from it. if we have a deeper understanding, seven also represents the saptarishis, you know, the saints. If you want to go into the mythology or the, you know, the spiritual aspect of it. So, and then the thing too is the test, failing the test. As Dr. Ply says, failure is great. It teaches us so much about ourselves that we would be in denial about. So maybe, you know, just maybe it wasn't because you didn't study. Maybe it's something that you had to feel, you know, like you had to experience that level. Am I frustrated? Am I disappointed? Am I? And what does that feel like? So we're not just going around in life robotic and, you know, okay, got to do this. So I just, you know, like task or checklist oriented. You know, we can just complete so many things. But we don't, you know, just get by in life. And we pass, fail, but we can, you know, judge ourselves according to whether we pass or fail. You know, Dr. Ply has always said to me, success and failure should be equally experienced and equally let go. And that's been a great one for me. You know, it's like he says too, praise and blame. You know, praise and blame are this. They should be this. You should feel experienced both, either or, and then just come back to neutral, and not have any thing lingering in you. I hope that's been helpful feedback, Janice. Or do you have any more questions around it?
No, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Sucharita. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great. And enjoy the numbers.
Hi, this is Radha.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Radha.
Hey, Radha, how are you?
Oh, good. Thanks. I just was enjoying listening to what Jana shared about the numbers, and that made me realize I've been seeing numbers too since I've been getting to know Ganesha more. And a lot of times I see 314. You know, pi. The number pi is 3.14. I always seem to look up on the clock, and it'll be 3:14 p.m. or something will be 3:14, and it's really cool. I just like it because I've never been super great at math. I've been okay. You know, I mean, I've taken math classes and stuff and passed them, but I was never like super. Like I never became an engineer. I never had like a super flair for it, and so I just like that. It just feels empowering. And this funny thing happened too, because they celebrate March 14th, 314, you know, as Pi Day, celebrating that magical number. And then I really wanted to manifest a couple dresses that look so cute, and it was from a store that has like a website. And then I was thinking about, I was like, okay, yeah, when I get up in the morning, I'm gonna go on the website when I do a meditation or before, and I'm gonna buy those. And then it turned out that was Pi Day, and then they gave me 31.4% off, and so it made everything just such a reasonable price that it was just like a wonderful experience.
That's great.
So I just thought that was funny. I don't know exactly what all that means, but it's good. And also, Janice was mentioning 11-11. 11, I love. I mean, I always think 11th moon for Vishnu and Krishna, and that's all about energy and manifesting. You know, 11 is like 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's like you're manifesting something. And then also, if you have 11-11, I mean, that's 4 if you add up all the 1s, and that's Ganesha's number.
Oh, great, Radha.
That's just something that came to mind. So I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, because 4 is a number as well for the earth, right? You bring it to the earth. So the 4 is also associated with the square. So you square things away and, you know, bringing more energy, more manifesting energy in. We want to square it, bring it into the earth to experience and not just having it as an idea and hope one day it happens. So that's great.
That's great. And it seems like all the yantras are pretty much have in a square, you know, a square.
Absolutely.
Has different geometric patterns inside the square. Yeah, and in Dr. Fly's personal transformation program, they he talks about, which I think I see that they're offering it again. I think I saw it on AstroVed, but it's the fourth month, the fourth house of astrology corresponding, that he talks about using the square, meditating on a square to square away your house and your home and your vehicle situation.
Yes, I think that's available also on Fly Center Academy. So each of the personal transformation program components, 1 to 12, it's a year-long program, and you can do it sequentially, or you can just grab one that resonates with you, and you work with that for a month or however long you want to. And the fourth month is a really great one to do right now, because we are in this energy of creating something material, making money, making use of our money and using it wisely, squaring things away, balancing the books, balancing our budget, and having the things that make us to feel comfortable. Check that out, Personal Transformation Program, or PTP, I think they call it as well, and that's on the Ply Center Academy. So thanks for reminding me about that, Rod.
Sure, and thanks also for reminding about that that YouTube video you mentioned by Dr. Ply, where I think it's called Failure is Success. I'm going to go watch that again after this, actually, because I need a review. Because I remember it was really, really profound when I watched. There may even be more than one, but I'm just going to search for Failure is Success, because I had to go to this court thing for my work last week. I've never been to court before, and we lost, and it was like it was pretty bad. But you know what? I learned so much. I got attacked pretty bad by these people, and what they were saying was, a lot of it was like misrepresentations and stuff that wasn't true. And so they won, and I lost, and the whole, place I work for kind of lost. But actually, it was interesting because I did some astrological remedies associated with this time, which really, really felt how it strengthened me and helped me. I learned so much. And then I thought back about the times in my life where I won, where maybe I didn't do things that well, but I won anyway. And I don't think I learned that much in those times. And I think maybe it made my ego bigger. But then sometimes when I lose, it reduces the ego, and that's what lets more God in, if I could reduce that ego. And I saw, how I have to, the areas in which I need to improve. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Oh, that's a great sharing. That's what we do I just want to ask you, how has the meditation, or how has the remedies or the services that you were doing around getting prepared for this court case? I think I would be sweating the whole time, and because I just don't like courtrooms or anything to do with litigation. So, if you wouldn't mind, how has your preparation, being on the spiritual path with Dr. Ply or doing the services, how has that made it different for you? Yes, you guys didn't win, and it showed you some things about yourself, but how did it prepare you? Were you peaceful? Were you just solid in it, even when you were getting hammered by the other side, the lawyer?
Yeah, I mean, it was everything. It was everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring my iPod into the court because they have metal, you have to go through the metal detectors, and it's kind of, I don't know, I didn't want to bring a bunch of stuff and have problems, but I had it back at the office, I had it on my iPod, it's a little one, just on repeat with Ganesha's mantra. So I knew that was going to give some mantra support. And I was just, you know, repeating Ganesha's mantra as much as I could. And it was, like, really awful. Like, I'd just never been to court, and I had no idea, like, how combative it is. And it's like, oh, now I get it. And even though I was the main focus of the people's attacks, but it was like, because I'm participating in the Hanuman advisory program, and so I got like I was able to get a special remedy to help me through this experience, and I was just sitting there waiting because the court was kind of delayed. We had to sit and wait, and I just started feeling this happy or like this divine energy, like a protective energy, and I started feeling so good. And so by the time we went into the courtroom, it was like I had so much more calmness than I would have before. And I could see the other people I was with who were kind of more like the big shots where I work, they were so nervous because they realized, like, oh, wow, we're on a sinking ship. And they got so nervous they could barely talk really well. And even though I made some mistakes too, but then I was able to have the dignity. You know, these people were saying stuff about me that, you know, really wasn't true. And there wasn't much I could do about it. And the judge believed it. But I was able just to have, like the dignity just to behave with dignity and just say what I could and then just leave when it was done. So the remedies were everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow. That's amazing, Radha, and thanks so much for sharing that, because how do we experience dignity or humility, or how do we know that we are at that level, or compassion? You know, we can say, oh, we're this or that when the times are really wonderful, right? And we're kind of floating through life, and, you know, maybe people are feeding back, oh, you're so this or that, and peaceful and happy. And how do you know you're doing that all the time? And in situations like that where you're just getting hammered and you can see other people are reacting and they're, you know, maybe blowing gaskets internally, you know, or getting really upset. And as you said, you felt that protection energy coming in, and that's what happens with advisory services, the program that you're talking about. It's a really powerful program. If you are coming across things like that, it's really, Fire Labs will also do that. You know, Fire Labs at AstroVid, even though it's proxy, it's being done, you know, if you're across the world, it's being done by the Vedic specialists who use your name and your star, and that transmits because it's all spiritual technology. So it's like, sending a text, and it happens instantly, and you feel that protection, and you feel, okay, no matter what I'm going to go through, I'm going to experience the energy of this divine being who's going to protect me, and it's also going to show me who I am in this moment. And dignity is, how do we explain that to anyone? How do we even explain it to ourselves? Did I feel it? Didn't I feel it? But it just came to you. So that's, you know, that's something that we're trying to teach ourselves or experience in life. And life is a teacher. So success or failure, it's going to teach us something about who we are being. And please, Radha, because you are going to be doing the write-up with Yagna, will you include that link once you find it, the Failure is Success YouTube? That would be great.
Okay, sure. Yeah, sure thing.
Oh, thanks so much, and I'm so happy that you made it through.
Thank you. Nice to hear.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. Is there anyone else who has any comments or has any questions they'd like to share? So life is full, right? Life is things that we things come up that we wouldn't, that can come out of left field, and how do we prepare? We can prepare, as Dr. Ply says, you can prepare, you can take the steps, and then if you take, put God first. So if you do your mantra practice, or you do, you know, participate in some program or do a service that will support you energetically, spiritually, then that means you're opening the door to the divine, which will take you the rest of the way through. And the karma has to come. So karma is a complex, as we say. It's not complicated, although we can make it complicated. But we don't know when it's going to come about. And when it does, we can say, okay, going through this success or failure, failing a test or failing at, you know, a legal court case, we can say that was the outcome, but how were we being in all of it? And then who we are being from that point onwards. And maybe it was a karma light. You know, Dr. Ply, he's all about changing the destiny or choosing a new way of moving forward with more grace and ease in life, even through the toughest challenges. Because how will we ever know who we are until we go through something like that? So it could have been that maybe you would have to face a big lawsuit, a personal lawsuit, or you would fail a bigger test, or a more important or more significant test. Or maybe some of you know, and then the karma just went really light. You made it through, and then it's finished. It's kind of like, you know, you have those near misses in life when you're driving along, and you just, you know, that body, have that body, and you know that you would have just hit that, that would have been an accident. But you had this reaction in your body as if, oh my God, that would have been, thank God. You know, so we are really tuning into our higher self and putting God first, and it's across the board. It's not just Dr. Ply, but it's across the board. You put God first. That means you take the steps, scared or not scared, you know, or overconfident or not, or underconfident, whatever it is. We are going to take the first step, and then the divine is going to take all the rest of the steps, all the way through. So that's an important thing to think about or practice. You know, so as you're doing, you wake up every day, you have your shower. Dr. Ply was saying, you know, the forces are so strong sometimes. We don't even want to, you know, we're dragging ourselves out of bed. And then we just take our time. We don't even want to jump in the shower because the dark forces don't want you to rinse them off. So he said, make it so that you just get up, get in there, you know. And then as soon as you get in there, you've got your tarpanum. Do your ancestor tarpanum. Offer to your ancestors. And then, you know, pray to Ganesha, remove the obstacles, gum. That's, you know, you don't even, we're doing things so robotically and unconsciously, but when we take a step to invite God in, it's not like we have to sit in lotus meditation or in some yogic posture and then light all the incense and candles and all the rest. You can do that. If you have the time, but life is your spiritual practice. Spiritual practice is your life. So make it a part of, just as you would taking a shower and brushing your teeth, bring in your spiritual practice and be in constant communication with Ganesha, because he is the first and foremost. He will make you to feel that you are the first and foremost. No one else can tell you who you are or what you need to do. Or what you're experiencing. They can relate to it. You know, you have to go and take a bite out of life. And then no one can tell you if your spiritual practice is right or wrong. Maybe they have their own thing that they're doing, and that's fine. So just do something to get you going and get you putting that into your everyday life, and that will be your first step. And then once the door is open, Ganesha is gum, gum, gum. You know, the door is open in the body. So feeling the energy flowing through the legs and then shooting up the spine and into the midbrain. The midbrain is where the miracles happen. And that's a great program too. Midbrain Miracle Method is another program that I would recommend for people to go on the Apply Center Academy and get started with that one, because the brain is what needs to be activated if we want to bypass the doubt, the obsessive thoughts, the stuck feeling, the thoughts we pick up around our environment, you know, whether it's work or home. So the midbrain, we'll just be sitting here and you'll hear the thoughts of other people, or those people will be saying things. You might even hear their thoughts. You might even, you know, be able to pick up and decipher that. But who cares about that? Who wants to pick up other people's thoughts? You have done that too. But when you're in the midbrain, you will be hyper alert about what it is that you need to do. So you'll be calling on Ganesha, and as Dr. Pai says, it's a two-way conversation. It's not like you're talking to yourself or talking to someone in your head. It's this higher aspect of your being that says, you know what, that's an obstacle, and that's going to get you into, you know, maybe something that's great, maybe something that's not so great. And it will happen so fast. It will be just like and that will be your intuition or your gut instinct, as they say, or just your knowingness. That person's mouth is moving. Words are coming out. The expression on the face looks like it kind of matches the words. However, there's something a little bit out of tune. Note to self, how am I going to respond to this? So that you don't have to react all the time. Or you don't have to jump ahead and put words into the space. You can just allow Ganesha, hey Ganesha, tell me what to say now. Or listen to the person say the thing over and over and over, whatever it is they're going to say, or, you know, bark at you like I did with Radha in the court case. Or listen to your own internal dialogue going on if you're sweating over a test paper or something that you have to do. So Ganesha will be there and say, you know what? You got to experience this because there's something in there for you to feel really good about. That you even just got through something horrible like this, you know, unscathed and actually energized. And then you can say, oh, that's great, I'm done. Thank you so much. No need to do that again. Or if I have to, well, I've done it this, and you'll be there and you'll take me through. So that's the practical application of these, or some examples of the practical application of these spiritual teachings that Dr. Pai shares. He wants us to experience thoughts, having thoughts that will manifest a really great reality, regardless if it doesn't look so great, or if it is fabulous, make it even more fabulous. And then look for signs. So Ganesha is about numbers. He's about the number four. We have a fourth moon coming up. If you don't have an Astrovid calendar, get one. It's like wherever I go, and I'm old school, I like to have the physical calendar, although you can get the calendar on as an app on astrovid.com or maybe plycenter.com as well. Yes? Hello?
Oh, hi, Sucharita. This is Janice again. I just wanted to share something from based on what Radha was saying, and I think it's like one of the most probably biggest things that I've gotten from this program, and it talks of it. speaks to the other side of what you were saying. She was great at talking about success and failure. For me, you know, you said there's also the other duality of praise and blame. And now I'm realizing that's what I've been going through for about a year, where I've asked to come into my own authority. And what I'm seeing in with related to my boss was criticism. You know, I'm trying to be as authentic as I can, and then I've been really slammed in my reviews and being told that my energy, the way I approach things is not going over well with my colleagues. And I've never had this kind of an issue before. But the interesting thing, so it's been going on for a year, and I think I spoke about it and asked, maybe it was at Peru's for help. You know, so the last time I had to go to my review, you know, I was calling on the Holy Spirit. And what's been hard, you know, a challenge for me is, you know, when do I speak up and when is it best to be silent? But anyway, I was at such a point where those opposites were really coming, they were so uncomfortable. And I went to a, it was a talk by a meditator who's meditated for 40 years. It's another Indian tradition, you know, not Dr. Bly, but someone else. And he told, during this talk, told a story, like they were exact stories for me, where he went to his boss, he was being criticized, and then he said he learned how to yield. He called it yielding. Instead of being right, you know, with the ego, you don't want to go away from a situation being right if you take the person's heart. You know, you don't have the person's heart with you. So that's something that Radha, I heard her say about, you know, she won maybe in the past, but she didn't learn as many lessons, but maybe her ego got more inflated. So I could really relate to that. And the other thing he did, and this is something in my situation when I was in fear about, you know, wanting to defend myself and because it's a review at work, you know, I'm even more scared. But what he did with his boss, and this is my learning, he not only, you know, yielded, like, okay, you're my boss, you're right, I don't have to be right, but he also showed compassion in demonstrating and asking his boss if how his boss was doing and finding out his boss was in a tough situation. Well, it turns out I just learned from my boss, you know, that she's having so many health problems. So during this time, she was, you know, being very stressed herself. So for me, I feel that that's something that I've felt in this program from Dr. Pillai is the compassionate heart. And that's kind of a lesson for me because I have to say I'm just grateful for this person to bring that lesson to me because I think I was under too much stress to be able to think about asking during that situation my boss how she was doing. But I feel like I've received the lesson nonetheless, and I'm just grateful that you brought up the praise and blame because that I think that'll just help me more coming into that neutral place as you you spoke about. So thanks for letting me share that.
Oh, great sharing, Janice, and it touches on Ganesha too, because you talk about compassion and being you know, with Ganesha, he's associated with the Von Economo neurons in the anterior cingulate. And once that gets fired up in our brain, and once it grows and new neural pathways get laid down, then we are just compassion in action. We are taking action in our life, and that compassion will pour out, and it will be in the space for us to recognize it and to act according to it versus, like you said, being right or, you know, being wrong or defensive or offensive or, you know, the conflict, the pairs of opposites, the praise and blame, the good, bad. You know, we will just be in the space and holding the space of being the most compassionate being without really knowing the storyline. We drop the storyline. We drop what we are going into, and we just are humans. And then not having to say that, like the guy said, I love that, you yield instead of feeling really uncomfortable, because uncomfortable is kind of like on that edge. You know, walking on rice paper or whatever that saying is, you know, ready to, you know, hyper alert, ready to defend or be, you know, take action and be aggressive and all the rest, which is just added energy to the situation. When we are in activating the von Economo neurons in the anterior cingulate, and that's also, you know, found in elephants, and Ganesha is an elephant. So we know, oh, Ganesha, you're teaching me to yield, to just hold the space, to just be in the space. And if the person is going off, you can just, whoa, and just say, are you okay? Is everything okay? And you just be really quiet and receptive. You know, and just being in that space, you're not looking for anything to be critical or in an emergency, you know, or to be defensive. You're just experiencing what divinity is when you connect with that higher part of our brains, which tells the rest of our body what to do. And then we become into this, when we yield, we pause. And when we pause, we're kind of in that gap. You know, they say you get in the zone, you get in the gap. That's where real meditation is. And we are not even meditating. We're not even saying a mantra. We're just in that place of total awareness. And then that awareness, the miracle can happen. So beautiful sharing. Thank you so much, Janice and Radha. Anyone else? So please visit. I know there's so many emails that go out and newsletters. And trust that whatever you are drawn to will be the very thing that you need to do for your week ahead. For example, there was a Pitengri Homa, and prior to that was a Durga and Lalita Homa offered through Astrovid, I think it was, or maybe even Fly Center. And so I participated in the one. I was in a rush, and I just clicked on it, and then I realized that, oh, there was a before. If you bought both of them, then you could get a discount, and that would have given. So I was just my plans had changed suddenly, and I said, oh my God, I got to do this Fire Lab, this service. Because it was helping to, you know, get a lot of energy and to get rid of negativity around the situation and have just smooth sailing. And fabulous week that was. And then yesterday or the day before was a Pitengri Homa. And Pitengri is this goddess. She's just fierce, and she will just destroy anyone, energies around the person who's participating in it. That are going to, you know, cause challenges. So like competitors, rivals, they call it evil eye or jealousy, you know, people who are trying to take you down. And you don't even know, because it's like hidden enemies, you know. So I participated in it, and I went through a situation today where it was happening. I think it was happening at 5:00 in the morning. I didn't go to it in person, but it was here in India, and it was at a powerful temple. And I woke up suddenly out of nowhere, like at 4:30 or 5:00, and I was like, oh good, I get to sleep more. But I just couldn't go to sleep, and I was like, what is going on? Why am I awake? And so this Patengere Homa was going on. And then I had a situation where it was very intense, and I thought, oh my God, I can't, you know, I shy away from conflict. I really don't like it. Because I just want everybody to get along. I want the situation to be the highest and best. But sometimes there has to be a little bit of a battle or something karmic has to go on. So I was so happy that this Patengere Homa was going on because I just tuned into it. I said, I don't even know the mantras. I'm just going to say do my Ganesha meditation practice. And I could feel this. It was a harsh energy coming in, but I could also feel something shifting inside of me. And I thought, wow, how would that have woken me up out of bed? It's being done somewhere else. I'm not even sitting there in front of the thing going on, but it's tuned in to my name and my star. And that energy carried me all the way through to the night. It's like 10, almost 10:30 p.m. And it took me through a day of really huge challenges, combative things that would have I wouldn't have gotten through. I would have been knocked off. I would have been fallen over or cried or something. I don't know. I just wouldn't have been able to take on challenge after challenge. And I did it. But having that to energize me at the soul level, that was an indication, as Dr. Ply says, don't just do these things or participate in a fearful way. Trust in your intuition. Trust that, okay, this is the thing I got to do. I'm not really sure why, but it sounds good and feels good. It feels right. And sure enough, today was the day that it was just like one after the other, and it was the very thing that I needed to do, and I almost would have missed. So trust in your intuition when you're looking through the newsletters. This is what I got to do. And then make sure you check your account, because I always do. Okay. Oh, man, I thought I ordered that. And then you don't, and it's a last-minute thing. Or it's missed, and then you just have to say, okay, well, I guess I got through, and I didn't need that so much. So being on this path with Dr. Ply keeps you really alert, and it keeps you really present to what it is that you need to do, kind of like, you know, you're going out and it's pouring rain and you're saying, well, I don't really need an umbrella. And then your clothes are soaking wet and you got to go to a nice dinner. That's not going to work out, right? That doesn't work. So, you know that you've got this, something is coming up and it hasn't rained yet, but the weather guy can say it's cloudy or whatever. But there's something inside that says, grab your umbrella, bring a change of clothes, you know, throw your boots on, whatever. So you, just as you would in that case, you prepare yourself and trust your intuition, because that's what meditation does too. It makes you sharp. It makes you alert. And it may not do it in that moment because you're just using the meditation is just to kind of clear everything out. And it's a bit of a, you know, it's just like cleaning out our closet, a bit of a mess, or cleaning the dishes or whatever. It takes a little bit of, you know, effort. And as Dr. Ply said yesterday in the webcast, you can't just expect the God to come and do everything for you. You are God, and you take the step as a physical being, human being, and you go and you do your thing. But then, allow the God to take over inside of you and then get the support that you need. And that will be different for everybody and unique and perfect. So if someone says, oh, you missed it, it was great, you just say, that's fabulous. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. Next time I'll catch it. You know, because we don't want to be on the spiritual path and freaking out and panicking. Oh my God, I'm going to break the bank, or I have to do this because I'm just so stressed out and I'm fearful if I don't do it, then I'm going to just die. You know, we don't want it to be like that in our lives, anywhere in our life. So allow the grace to flow, allow your intuition, that God inside of you, Ganesha. He will go, hey, you got to do this, or no, that's okay. No worries. And as you go along. So having said all that, Guru Purnima is coming up. It's the most powerful time of the year to be with the teacher, the master, on the full moon, which happens in the month of July. And it's around, I think, around the third week in most years. But I think it is the 16th. Yeah, which is around the third week. And so we have an opportunity to be with Dr. Pillai in San Diego, sunny San Diego. And it'll be a three-day event. And fabulous time. You can read about it on Pillai Center. You can read about it on ASVID. And it is an opportunity for you to get empowered in a way that you normally wouldn't if you were just like listening to meditations or YouTubes or participating in services. That gets you to that point. And then being in front of him and sitting, the words are coming out of his mouth and thoughts are dissipating, and you don't even know what time zone you're in or what day is it, what time is it. You're just in an altered state, not spaced out, but really empowered and really supercharged at the soul level. And you'll burn away the karmas that you would have maybe taken longer to resolve. So many miracle stories have happened to people who have gone to a Guru Purnima, and they are with Dr. Pillai, and he's going to give some really great yantras. Yantras are machines. You know, once you turn it on, it's a sacred geometry, and it has an empowerment that he's going to specially empower. I think it's for Kubera, who is the banker of heaven. So if you're having money issues and you've had them for a long time, you need to get that consciousness of the banker in heaven to bring you that intelligence so that you can bring repair your finances. Not just repair it, but invest wisely and do the things that you need to do. So, and that will be one of the yantras. The other yantra, I don't have it on hand, but so read that on Ashurved and Pillai Center. If it's there on both or one, Radha will put that link. Thank you so much. And if you can go, yeah, or if you really have that soul, that calling at the level of the soul, trust that that is for you, and you will get there, no matter what. You'll just get there, because when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and when the teacher is ready, the student appears. And it's something that may resonate for some of us, something that may say, you know what, I can tune in on that and I'll be okay too. So don't stress out and break the bank to go. But I think there also may be something that we can do proxy, although that hasn't been released yet and I don't know for sure. But let's pray for those of us that can go. So do this meditation practice as well. Because that's what Dr. Pillai's gift was, to give this teaching out, the webcast that was presented yesterday through Pillai Center. And you can listen to him sharing about it. And he will activate those parts of our brain that are not activated to bring in wealth consciousness. So it's not just going to be the frontal lobe, oh, I'm going to work and I'm going to make this money and I'm going to put it. That's too rational and logical. We need miracles. And how we get that is we attune our brain to it, the different parts. And that's the miracle of being with Dr. Pillai in person, is that just being in his presence, your brain will be lit up. It will be as if lightning struck and you are enlightened. Then that energy, all that intelligence that has been passed on, they call it Shaktipat, but you can experience some shift, huge shift, and not just for material, but also spiritual, too. So we want to have good health and feel energized and then get clarity around our relationships, around our money, around a job, whatever it is, situation that we have to deal with. So Guru Purnima might be the thing for any of us to go to. And if you're hesitating, then please send an email into office@plycenter.com and then talk to Bhakti or Maria. She goes by both names. And just say, hey, I really want to do this. How can I make it work? How can I make it happen? And she will help you to figure it out. If it's possible to go on some sort of special plan. It's promising to be a fabulous one. And I can tell you over all the years, it always is. It's, I don't know how he tops it. You think, oh, he's, you know, that last year's was great. And I don't know how he's going to top that. And he always does. So enjoy if that's your soul's calling. And keep listening to that intuition and read about it more and find out if that's what you need to do. So I think we've come to the top of the second hour. Are there any pressing comments or questions from anyone?
Hi.
Hi.
Somebody else?
Hello?
I'm getting an echo.
I'm sorry.
This is Fran.
Franny?
Fran.
Hi.
Hi. I think I can try to fix this.
I'm on my cell phone. I got disconnected from my computer.
Is that going to fix it any?
You sound fine.
Okay, sound loud. Okay. So I want, before we hang up, I want to thank you for playing the music and the meditation before we even started. That was really lovely. And I felt Dr. Pillai's voice so paternal, so fatherly, so much love and offering meditation. It's so beautiful. So I enjoyed all the range of experiences with that, the om sat and all the rings. And then later, when we were meditating, I didn't sit down right away. I had little things I was doing, and then I finally sat down. And I went inside, and you were giving the instructions, and I saw myself miniaturized, and my body was very different than I remembered. There was so much space going on in there, and I mean, I didn't feel heavy, right? So, and I saw myself multiplied, like little me's. Well, there was two little ones. They were fanning, they were working, cleaning, fanning. I don't know what they were fanning. It must be some aspect of myself clearing out or bowing or something. And towards the end, I was having, I saw Ganesha a couple of times, and then I saw the color, he was wearing red, I don't know, just a lot of visual. And then they had this spraying, lots of, like, opposition, a lot of water coming down. I was being nourished by this lovely fountain of, well, ebullition, how do you say that, ebullition? Anyway, the fanning and the water, and it was a beautiful, like a godlike experience of one of the deities. It's like I'm a little nervous to get it, like a Buddha, and then the Buddha became like another being, and just this beautiful fountain of water flowing over, refreshing. It was just beautiful. So I just want to share the good experiences. I don't know if I'm still on this call, if I got disconnected.
No, you're here, and that's a great experience. Thank you.
Yeah, so it was beautiful. I mean, the whole arrangement of the experience of you calling in different sounds in the body, oh, it's so resounding. Each thing was feeling it, you know, the capacity was like, yes, I want more of this. You move on to the next thing. I just felt like so permeable. Anyway, I didn't want it to end, let's put it that way. Like, can we do this again? Start over.
I want more.
Yeah. So I just, kind of at the end here, at the call, but I didn't just want to hang up without telling you that I had a good time and appreciate it all very, very, very much.
Well, and thank I felt you really so much sad for sharing.
And I felt sad for the girl who was talking earlier about her experiences in the court and say something bad about her. I felt so sad. I wanted her to feel my love. And Rada? Anyway.
Roddy, is
yeah.
still there?
Yeah. So I felt lots of love for you, and you were strong during that, and thanks for sharing those intimate experiences, because it's not easy to talk about things and they don't go, you know, really super. You feel bad about something. So thank you very much for all that and for inviting all of us into that experience. God, I'm so nervous. Okay, that's all. I wish everyone a wonderful week.
Aw, thanks so much, Franny. It's probably just a lot of energy coming in. Yeah. So enjoy. You can listen to the recording. It'll be posted to the website in a meditation clip. And then also you're welcome to watch Dr. Ply's webcast recording of the talk, and I think you can get into the 20-minute mark, and that's where he starts the meditation. So if you would just want to fast forward it, but you know, it's only 20 minutes to listen to the talk as well. I've listened to it a couple of times, and it's really profound. It just hits. The messages are always perfectly timed for what you need to hear, and you think, oh, I just heard that. No, it takes you into deeper understanding of it. So, and how it can apply to your life. So
You never know what info is being said to you at that time, so you need to pay attention just to be there, you know, just open
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. Mm.
So again, thank you, and I'm going to clip off, and love you very much. Thank you.
Oh, lots of love to you, too. Thanks so much for sharing. All right, anyone else? Have a burning question or desire to share something or two? All right. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Fabulous sharing this week. And have a great week ahead. Tapping into the energy of Ganesha and his brother Muruga on the 4th and the 6th moons. 4th moon for Ganesha, 6th moon for Lord Muruga. If you have a coconut, bust it. Meaning you take that coconut as if it's Ganesha, and then you ask him to take all the negativity out of your body, whether it's pain, emotional pain, whether it's physical pain, whether it's mental pain, as in I have too much on my mind. So you can take that coconut and imagine, or you have an obstacle in your life, challenge with relationships, health, money, getting your manifestation, whatever it is, and you just say, this coconut is Ganesha. And you can look at the three eyes on the coconut, and it reminds you of your own two eyes and the third eye. So you can relate to it as being Ganesha. Absorb it, roll it around your head, roll it in your eyes and over your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nostrils, because you want all the sensory organs to be released from karmic impressions that are no longer serving. And put it on your throat, put it on your shoulders, or on a body part that's painful, that's causing you a lot of pain. Stomach, imagine all your inner organs being cleansed and sucked into this Ganesha coconut, and then take that Ganesha coconut and smash it. And if you can't, because it's not appropriate in the city or whatever, you can put it in a bag, a plastic bag, and then smash the bag on the ground, and then just take the bag, throw it in the garbage. So be discreet. So you can do that, or you can, if you can't find a coconut in your local area, then you can take limes and lemons and roll them, same thing, and then cut them, throw them out. You're saying, Ganesha, come and take my obstacle. You're the king of obstacles. So So just take this. This is just horrible. And you'll feel it as the fourth moon comes. You'll feel there's something coming up. It's coming to the surface. It's a steam cooker moment. So grab, you know, before it pops, you know, it's just gonna release a little bit. So you take that coconut, the lime or lemon, smash it or cut it, and then be done. And you can do many in a row until you feel a release. You can also, you know, chant the mantra. You know, just say gum, gum, gum if you can't remember the others. And then on the sixth moon, if you have a veil, a copper veil or spear, you can just pour some milk or juice or water even, just water over it. And then hold on to that veil. Okay, you should always have a veil with you. Have one in your wallet, have it in your purse, put it in your car, put it somewhere in your pocket, especially if you have to go to an important... I have one sitting in my hand right now, and I'm just rubbing the heck out of it with my thumb and fingers. I don't know why, but I just am. Because that also, Ganesha and Lord Murugar are also give you the meaning of Om. And Om is omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. It's divine energy. It is God. It is everything that's unexplainable in this world and outside of this world. And explainable. You know, so everything is God. And then when you are connecting to these two divine brother archetypes, then back to back almost, you're getting that understanding of you connecting to your higher self and experiencing Om. And even just say the word Om in your third eye and hold on to the veil. Imagine it as your backbone and brain. Pour water on it. Just play with it. Play with it, meaning, you know, have it in your hand and feel that energy. And then just know, hey, this is a divine object that I can relate to and call on this divine being who gets rid of karma, maya, ego, that is stopping us or preventing us from being our highest and best in any given moment. So that's what lies ahead this week. Enjoy a fabulous week ahead, and we'll see you next Sunday. Thanks, everyone, for joining, for sharing, and God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.